7:32.
Smooth Radio Sport, keeping you up to date. See more sport online at smoothradio.co.uk. 24 hours a day.
It's your man, Johnny Gould.
Yes, David, morning to you, sports fans. England have retained the Ashes before the start of the grouse shooting season, and this is the most successful era for our cricket team for decades, holding the Ashes 4 out of the last 5 series. And now, captain Alastair Cook has set his sights on winning the series outright this time. Rain saw out the final day and washed away the narrowest of hopes the Aussies had of winning. The rain-affected draw at Old Trafford in the third test leaves the hosts 2-0 up with 2 matches left to play. They face the Aussies again on Friday in Durham. Fast bowlers Graham Onions and Chris Tremlett have been named in the squad for that match, along with the 11 from Old Trafford. Cristiano Ronaldo's about to put pen to paper on a huge new contract to keep him at Real Madrid for the rest of his career. L'Equipe, the French sports paper, says he's agreed a 5-year deal worth £300,000 a week.
Woo!
Thank you, David. That's exactly the right answer. That's £75 million in wages for the term of the contract. They'd better win the Champions League is all I can say to that. As Loic Remy has moved to Newcastle on a season-long loan from Queen's Park Rangers. The French striker joined the London club from Marseille in January. He scored 6 goals, but couldn't prevent them being relegated from the Premier League. Remy is Newcastle's first major signing of the season. And League One Preston have made it through to the second round of the League Cup. After beating one of their Lancashire rivals, they beat Blackpool 1-0 at Deepdale. And it's a packed schedule again tonight. Among the highlights, one of the newest teams in the Football League, Newport County, go to Brighton and Hove Albion. There's a South Coast derby between Championship side Bournemouth and fourth-tier Portsmouth. Queen's Park Rangers head to Exeter City, and it's Morecambe and Wolves. For Smooth Radio Sport, I'm Johnny Gould.
What are you going to say there? No matter what actually happens to me now, surely Rooney's situation is untenable at Manchester United now, isn't it?
It appears so, David. Chelsea are turning up the heat in their bid to prize Wayne Rooney away from Manchester United. Apparently, they've had a second bid for the England striker rejected. The first one was worth £23.5 million. Rooney's withdrawn from United's pre-season tour of Stockholm, citing a shoulder injury. All this after withdrawing from the Far Eastern tour last month with a hamstring injury. Now, if these injuries are true and not subterfuge for something else, they also demonstrate that the guy lacks overall fitness. Talking to informed sources around Manchester United in recent weeks, if the Chelsea bid can be north of 30 million quid, money talks, the player walks. Chelsea are banking on Rooney's deteriorating relationship with both United and their fans to make this happen, because let's face it, when Rooney appears on the pitch for United, he's going to get booed, isn't he? Part transfer strategy, part war of attrition to land their man. We're told Rooney's seriously considering resubmitting his transfer request. I think Rooney's relationship is probably beyond repair with United and new manager David Moyes, but his career at the highest level is far from over, and Chelsea would represent an exciting new challenge for him.
Thank you, Johnny. Interesting. He can come and work here. We'll find something for him to do, I'm sure.
Make the tea.